From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
G'day, I'm David, VK4DN from the Bundy Amateur Radio Club. Just a reminder that the WIA Convention, Expo and Hamfest happening here in Bundaberg is now less than 10 weeks away. If you're interested in setting up a display with items for sale or to promote your business or special interest, now's a good time to reserve your spot. The weekend of Saturday, May the 4th and Sunday, May the 5th promises to be an amazing weekend, attracting amateurs from all over Australia. Make contact with the Secretary of the Bundy Amateur Radio Club to book your display. 73 from David, VK4DN, Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it's relayed on 3605 kHz and 147 MHz at 7:30 PM on Mondays. I'm Bruce, VK4EHT.
This is Alan, VK4HIT, with news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. A total of 15 members attended the February 26 business meeting, either in person or via Zoom. From the Weissen Report, members were reminded of the need for volunteers for the Brisbane Trail Marathon on April 28. If you can help with being on a checkpoint, please contact Greg, VK4GJW, via email ipswichweissen@gmail.com. Later this year, Ipswich Weissen will also support the Pinnacles Classic on June 16, the Guzzler Ultra Marathon July 20 and 21, Lake Manchester Trail August 18, and the Mount Glorious Trail on November 10. In other club news, members resolved to trial daytime meetings in 2024. This means four social and four business meetings will move to Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. in April, June, August and October. The idea was put forward to allow members who can't make the usual night meetings to attend at least some of the club meetings. Keep an eye on your inbox for more information. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News, the state-based part of the WIA National News Service. In the Burdekin, Dalrymple and Hinchinbrook districts, plus the city of Townsville, the Q News transmission can be heard on the VK4RAT VHF repeater immediately following the 9 a.m. WIA news every Sunday morning. On behalf of the Tarkink retransmit team, this is Lyndall, VK4ZM.
Redfest 2024, a hamfest for the ladies in our lives. John Saunders, VK4BZ, president of the Redcliffe and District Radio Club, wants to promote the inclusion of women in amateur radio. The Redcliffe Club's annual Redfest is now only 4 weeks away on Saturday the 6th of April 2024 at St Michael's College, Abbey Place, Caboolture. This year, he announces, the club is going out of their way to include our long-suffering spouses. The majority of operators in the hobby are male, so I'm talking about the ladies in our lives. And if you are one of the ladies already in the hobby, well then this is for you too, he announced. John went on to say, not only will Redfest have the usual tables of pre-loved radio goodies as well as commercial sellers with brand new bits and pieces this year, there will be three displays specifically for the ladies. The club will include one gift shop table, the second with handmade soaps, skin care and bath products, the third being a quilting stall. And of course, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, ALARA, will also have a table at Redfest 2024. John enthusiastically mentioned the speciality cafe with tasty treats, coffee, good coffee, and a place to sit down and enjoy it. So John asked, fellas, invite the ladies in your life along. Lady Hams, now there's even more reason to come to Redfest. Check out the club website for more information at www.redcliffradioclub.org.au.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Midweek we got to go for a drive to visit some family members who were taking a break from the routine of life and enjoying the views across the water in central Queensland. They managed to set up, and the following day to their arrival, the god of storms gave us some heavy rain, but it managed to become more furious and strip twigs and branches from the trees in their location. No real harm was done, and life resumed under the cloudy sky, which gave way to a wonderful clear day with fleeting clouds and a pulsing sea breeze, which we all enjoyed. It was driving into another local government area with posters along the road with different names and images that got me to thinking. Pretty much from the time amateur radio was formally recognised in this country, there's been an effective ban on the discussion of politics on air. It's not only been the very local, but it's also extended to the overseas and international politics as well. In so many ways, it has been a good way for our relationships to develop on a person-to-person level, regardless of the obstacles that party and other allegiances have thrown up. When we look at the events which are happening in parts of Asia, the Middle East and Europe, it's obvious that many of us will have reason to support the survival of one group of people over another. It may be religion, family ties, or ethics that turns our attitudes to support one side and disparage the other. Then we go on air and we converse with others by means of radio, and it's the community standard of amateur radio that binds us at that time, and not the personal factors that have set our attitudes. Obviously, as individuals, we do not set the agenda for elections or the patterns of aggression of our politicians on a daily basis. We have the opportunity to share these common human values, which we consider the mark of mankind. We can appreciate the success of another amateur in finishing a technical build and the joy of a family in welcoming another member, just as we can identify the sorrow and pain of the bereaved. We don't often get the opportunity to sit and talk and share a meal with other amateurs, but we do get to talk, message and send images and video and enter the personal space of others. When we maintain the courtesy that goes with our pursuit, we give respect to that other person, and by not touching on the subject of politics, we maintain the politeness that can build in friendship. So I hold my own beliefs and share them in private, when appropriate, but in enjoying my hobby, I like to give the respect to others that I would like to receive. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.